This is Robin at 99.3 The Vine, and I am here with Nadia Barboza and Patty Martinez from Napa County Public Health. They've been with us before. I'm so excited to have them back. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. So anyway, we are talking about all sorts of different things. We were just kind of going over everything we need to talk about, and it's a lot of amazingly really good information. One thing that we were talking about was the Emergency Operations Center. What can you tell me about what's going on there?
Yeah, so today we wanted to start off our discussion talking a little bit about the Emergency Operations Center, which kind of was brought back these last few days with everything that's been happening with all the weather around us. Mm-hmm. We've had several rainy days, as we've all seen, and we have some more to come. So we wanted to share some important messages from them on how to continue to stay safe during this current weather situation.
Right, because we've got a little breather today, but my understanding is it's picking up again.
Yes.
We're not done yet.
Yeah. So we recommend staying home if you don't have to travel. Make sure you don't drive through any flooded areas. Stay away from downed power lines. Call 911 and PG&E if you encounter any. Make sure you sign up for Nixle Alerts and follow the county's Facebook page to get the most up-to-date information. And go to readynapacounty.org for sandbag locations.
Oh, that's great information. And I actually just saw their little storm update on their Facebook page this morning, and it was really thorough, lots of great information. I would definitely recommend that. Everything from sandbags to other information of what you can do. Okay, so great. Now moving on, we want to talk about this tridemic that we've been talking about last couple months, which is not just COVID-19, but the flu and RSV. What's going on in that world?
Well, right now we've been comparing and contrasting last year to this year. And, you know, funny enough, it's such a huge difference. I remember last year we were running around trying to get messaging out there. There was people that were in such need of COVID-19 test kits. We were running out. The lines were intense.
Right.
Like, nobody could find a place to get tested last year.
No, I had it last January, this time last year, actually. And I remember driving around town just trying to get a testing appointment and standing in the rain, and it was long, and yeah, it was crazy. Everywhere had no more tests in the windows.
Exactly. So, you know, in comparison, I think we've really gone a long way, and we deserve to acknowledge that about just where we're at, you know?
Right.
So it's great, because last year we were at about 2,389 cases, January 1st, 2022. Now, January 2nd, 2023, we're at 16 cases, given we have at-home test kits.
Right, yeah.
You know, but even with the wastewater scan, where we're tracking the wastewaters in our county to give us an idea of how many people may be testing positive, we're still really not there in terms of if we're comparing
where we were before.
Right. So, you know, we just have to be really proud of the fact that, you know, the vaccines have really worked. We're doing the necessary to maintain ourselves safe. And, you know, we have more accessibility to these test kits that we can do at home, and we just know.
Right, and you can even order the government ones for free to show up in your mailbox.
Exactly.
Again, which is nice. So I love that they're doing the wastewater testing, and I know that wasn't really on our agenda, but just in like a quick sentence or two, can you tell everyone about that? Because I think it's really important.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's really important in the sense that now we're not tracking. We're not going and getting a PCR test necessarily. We can do it
right
at home.
Most people I know are just kind of doing it themselves.
Exactly. And that's really awesome, because we don't have to leave our house. You know, we can rule it out immediately, given we wait the allotted time, you know, and then we test again. But in either case, the wastewater scan is basically a lab collects our wastewater, basically our sewage, mm-hmm. and they do laboratory tests to see, you know, what the rates are for COVID-19, RSV, Mpox, and now there's a new one that we have on our dashboard. But basically, it's just tracking the waste, the water, and seeing and comparing on a graph how high the case levels and case counts are.
I love that, because it's not Big Brother-ish, like, oh, they're tracking you per se. It's tracking us as a community general. They don't know whose is whose, so no need to be nervous or worried about that. But yeah, it's just really great to have some legit information.
Exactly. It's a great way to track. And, you know, thank God for wastewater and labs and doing all this, you know, fun tracking for us. So
even with the home test, yes, we're pretty good about having some valid data on our numbers.
I think so, and I love the comparison because it really took me back to a different place.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so strange to I remember that day specifically where I was standing in the rain and everyone had their umbrellas and the line was around the corner. It's so weird that was just a year ago.
It's so weird. It's like so much time has passed and then again, no time has passed. And I know people make that comparison. It's cliche, but I don't care. That's how I feel.
Yes, we're in a really weird place in time right now.
It is.
So we're doing really well and we're doing a lot of things that are really great. We've got some amazing habits that, you know, for better or for worse, what was all going on in 2020, I would say for better, we learned some really amazing habits that maybe we should have been doing all along anyway, but, you know, assuming we've kind of eased up on being vigilant about things, tell us a little bit more about some tips that we can continue to do to stay safe. And I know these are probably things we've heard before, but we all need that reminder, especially since we've maybe relaxed a little.
Yeah, so these are some tips to stay safe this winter and protect against viruses. This is not just against COVID, but also just other viruses that are circulating,
right.
You know, the common cold, flu, RSV. So we really just want to highlight the importance of getting vaccinated, boosted, and treated, staying home if you're sick and test for COVID, wearing a mask, washing your hands, and covering your cough or sneeze. So these are, you know, pretty basic things we've been doing all throughout the pandemic and even prior. You know, if you had a flu, you would stay home. If you had a fever, you would stay home. So just continuing to practice, put these things into practice, and yeah.
Right, and even though masking isn't mandated as it was in the past, it's still, I'm seeing more and more when I go out in the world, and it's still, you know, just because you don't have to, you certainly can. Mm-hmm. So yeah, great information, good tips that we want to continue to do. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, can we talk a little bit about testing options? I know we kind of touched on it a little bit, but if you're feeling under the weather, if you're not feeling great, if you know you've had an exposure, what you can do. And then also we mentioned vaccines, but, you know, things have changed a little. We're not quite in that whole time period where we were doing our, you know, remote broadcasts from like all the testing sites. Can we go over that too in just a sec?
Yeah, sounds good.
Great. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Playing from the 99.3 The Vine app. Never let go of the things you love.
Thank you again, ladies, for joining us. We were talking earlier about the Emergency Operations Center, kind of talking about the progress we've made since this time last year, and of course, some tips to stay safe, not just from COVID-19, but the flu and RSV, this tridemic we've been talking about. What can you tell me a little bit about, I know so many of us, either ourselves or our loved ones, did get sick over the holiday break, one way or another, whether it was COVID or not. What can we do if we feel like maybe we're coming down with something? What should we be looking for?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole gamut of, you know, similar symptoms that we can all feel, and it may be confusing because you're like, well, this is really similar to flu. They're all somewhat respiratory viruses, and so we want to make sure that once we start, you know, feeling like those fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, any difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, and you're, you know, I'm probably reminding you of like all of the symptoms that you can have for flu,
right,
and COVID. So I understand where the confusion lies. So, you know, even headache, specifically COVID is very specific to new loss of taste or smell. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, that's very COVID-like, characteristic of COVID. So that's, you know, one teller, but usually that doesn't necessarily happen to everyone, as
right.
We know.
Those other symptoms I can picture with other illnesses and
exactly.
Viruses, but that's the one that, you know, it kind of took me by surprise back in 2020 when they started talking about that.
I know. And then, you know, of course, sore throat, congestion, or runny nose. Nausea or vomiting or even diarrhea can be a symptom. But, you know, like, let's say that you feel symptomatic, that's a sign you test right away. Mm-hmm. You don't need to wait. Let's say that you're going to go to an event. It's going to be in a big, you know, party-like type of setting. And you're like, okay, I want to make sure that I don't have COVID. You do a test beforehand. Let's say you go on, you just came back from vacation. You know, you do another test 3 to 5 days after you come back.
Okay, so maybe if you're symptomatic, great idea. Also, great idea just if you've been or are going into a large, crowded situation.
Yeah, you know, you're just looking out for yourself, your family, for the people around you, especially if it's going to be in a larger setting. You may want to know, you know, was that I exposed there or did I already have it or something like that? So then you can track it a little easier.
Right. Yeah. And no big deal. Like we were talking off air and I was saying I actually got sick over the holiday break and I was thinking, oh, maybe. And I took a test. Nope, I was just sick. You kind of forget that you can just get sick, but it was also comforting and good to know.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, like, COVID isn't going anywhere. We're going to continue to hear about it. Just because we have lower case rates doesn't mean that it's not around. All of us know somebody that got sick over the break from COVID. So it's not like it's leaving us, but we just are so much more well-equipped and we know what to do, you know?
Right.
So
we have those answers now.
We have those answers now. That being said, one of our testing sites is permanently closing January 22nd. So it was called the Optum Serve site. Mm-hmm. And they were a test as treat site. They were also testing for flu, so it's not closing till January 22nd. It was the one that's by the DMV and by the Napa County Office's Health and Human Services Agency.
Right. Yeah, and they were doing vaccines out there too. I remember back in 2021.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that one is actually state run, and the state decided because it was being underutilized and they were going to close it down. That doesn't mean that we don't have other testing, community testing sites like a lot of them have kind of closed down slowly, but we know that, you know, pharmacies will always be available, like CVS, Walgreens. As long as they have a drive-through, you can do a test there. And then also with your primary care provider. I know that one of my coworkers' family member got sick and they were able to get an appointment with Kaiser. They went through the drive-through at Kaiser. They were tested for like four things, like RSV, COVID, flu, and they ended up having RSV. And
so those are great answers. I mean, that's not just yes or no, you have COVID or not. You can get some really specific answers about what you do have.
So, you know, with your primary care provider, if you have insurance like that, then you can make that type of appointment and they'll most likely get you all those services that you need and you'll know more than likely what you have.
Right. And we all know that you can purchase the at-home test from anywhere from Target to Rite Aid to Walgreens, all those places, Safeway, what have you. But you can also order the government ones for free, and those you can get at covidtest.gov.
Exactly. Yeah. So the government's doing their program that they've done in the past where you can order your four COVID tests and it's just one per address. So, you know, every family will receive those. And I got mine in like literally a week.
And it's super easy to order, too. It's I just did it on my phone and it took 30 seconds.
Exactly.
Tops.
It's going to come in one box. One box will have four tests. And then, you know, like the county also has received free tests from the state. And so different community-based organizations in town will have some just boxes available or even at vaccine clinics, like community events.
I've seen some in the school's offices as well. I substitute teach, so I'm in and out of a lot of different schools, and a lot of them have baskets of them in the office as well.
Exactly. So schools will have them available, a lot of community events and community-based organizations, and if not, you can always give us a call, and we can lead you in the right direction of where they might have some free tests.
Perfect. Now, in order to give you a call, that would be at 253-4540?
253, yep, 4540.
And they could probably get information at the website again, which is www.countyofnapa.org.
Exactly.
Okay, fantastic. So now we're talking about testing. One last little thing I want to hit for sure. You know, we were vigilant about everyone getting their vaccines back last summer, 2021. We were having remote broadcasts from clinics and whatnot. And then it kind of went by the wayside because everyone got their vaccine and their booster. And so what can you tell us about those now? Because my understanding is, you're not done.
Yeah, a lot of folks think, you know, I got vaccinated over a year ago and I'm set. I don't need to get vaccinated again. And the reality is that now we have some boosters, they're called bivalent boosters, which you might have heard of. Mm-hmm. And they are available to anyone 6 months and up. And that's one of the newer changes. In early December, we got approval for the bivalent boosters for children under 5, so 6 months to 5 years old, and we have those now. So the breakdown is sometimes a little bit confusing for families, and of course, when you're dealing with children at that age, there's a lot of hesitations, a lot of questions for vaccinating that population. But we did want to share that the bivalent boosters for those age groups are available by both Moderna and Pfizer for 6 months and up. Moderna is for children under 5 who have completed the 2-dose primary series, so the very first 2 vaccines, and they are now eligible for 1 dose of the bivalent Moderna booster. And for Pfizer, that's for under 5-year-olds, and that's a 3-dose series. And if your child has already completed this series, has already gotten all 3 doses, mm-hmm. they don't need the bivalent booster at this time. But if your child is currently receiving that series, or you're thinking about getting them vaccinated, it's important to know that the 3rd dose of that series is now the Pfizer bivalent.
Oh, great. And I'm assuming, too, if you're talking about a child that's, you know, 6 months to a year, you're probably working very closely with your child's pediatrician as well. And that'd be a great source to, if you have further questions, maybe check with your child's pediatrician and doctor and kind of make sure you're on the right schedule as well.
Yeah. And that goes for really anyone. If you're unsure if you are eligible for another vaccine, you know, to contact your primary care provider. You can also call us and we can try to help you out. A lot of people are eligible for a bivalent booster and they don't know that they are. If you have any questions about that, you know, again, feel free to contact us, contact your doctor, to try to find what's most appropriate for you.
So I know from our conversations that I am eligible and I need to put this on my calendar and get it done. I've been double vaxxed, I've been boosted, but it's been a while. And so I absolutely know that I am guilty as charged there. If you know that maybe it's time to get that booster, where can you go?
So you can go to several different places. You can go to your primary care doctor. You can always get vaccinated with them. Mm-hmm. As well, go to a local pharmacy. Pharmacies like CVS, Walgreens, they have free vaccinations. And you can also come to our public health vaccine clinics. And we actually have 2 scheduled this month.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so one of them is on Wednesday, January 18th at NVLA. That's Napa Valley Language Academy.
Oh, right behind the outlets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's from 3 to 6 p.m. for everyone, 6 months up. And we will have the boosters for that new age group.
Do you need to bring your card? Remember, we used to have to bring our cards with us and all that.
Ideally, that would be preferred. But if you don't have it, that's totally fine. Okay. And a lot of people lose that all the time. So
right, I'm
totally
assuming
okay.
by now.
Yeah.
And then the other one. So we have Napa Valley Language Academy, Wednesday, January 18th from 3 to 6.
Mm-hmm. And then we have another one the following week, Wednesday, January 25th at Shear Elementary, and that's from 3 to 6 as well, also for 6 months.
Right downtown, perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're excited to announce for everybody that comes and gets a COVID vaccine or booster, they will be entered into a raffle for 2 sets of AirPods.
2 sets?
Yeah.
Well, wow. Each person gets 1.
Oh, okay, fine.
Just to clarify.
Okay, so not a keep one, give one to mm-hmm. situation. But, oh, so 2 winners. Awesome.
2 winners, and this is for all public health vaccine clinics. So if you go to your local pharmacy, they don't know about the raffle. Sorry, guys.
They're not going to give you AirPods. So if you go to Napa Valley Language Academy or Shearer Elementary School on the 18th or the 25th, now if you forget about these dates, if you are thinking about it an hour from now going, where was that? Mm-hmm. They can get the information on the website.
Yeah, and that's www.countyofnapa.org, or you can call us at 707-253-4540.
Oh, that's perfect. Any other information you want to make sure that we get out to everyone?
No, we pretty much covered it all today.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Nadia. Thank you, Patty. I love having you guys come in and keeping us all informed. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.
Sure.